Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. Thank you, Jay, for making this show go around. I'm glad to be here with everyone. Last week, I was supposed to be in Rome, so we had a replay because I had a trip planned. My sister was coming to Malta, and we had, oh, gosh, we paid for the whole trip. We were going to do the Amalfi Coast and Positano and fly into Rome, and then the day she was supposed to leave, she tested positive for COVID, and everything got scratched. And I thought a little bit about, am I so brave that I could go travel by myself? And the truth is, I'm not. And it's not because I can't travel by myself. It's that I don't enjoy traveling in a country where my language is not spoken enough for me to get around, and I just, it felt a little too daunting to me. So it's okay, but that's where I have been. I've been kind of, there's been a lot of things going on the week before as well. We had to let our beloved pet go. She had a long, beautiful life, but it was really tough, and we are continuing to grieve. That's part of healing, and it's part of pet ownership, is that you are with them through their last breath. And we got to teach that to our children and our family, and we were all there with her, which is pretty magical and beautiful and sacred, really, that I know that we did right by her. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have noticed that it's been a couple of reruns, but we're back on, and we're ready to move on, not from that situation, but move forward. And also, if you want to see my face and see the other show I do on Bold Brave TV, you can go to Bold Brave TV, and Tuesdays I host a show now here from here in Malta called Mediterranean Inspired. And you can tune in. It's live, and it's video media. Love to see you there. I'd love to cross-pollinate the shows here. Anyway, tonight's show, we have Freddie and Elspeth. So we have Elspeth Muth. And Freddie, why do I not see your last name all of a sudden? And I know, because I just call you guys Freddie and Elspeth. So you're going to tell me it in just a second, because I'm so sorry. Here, Freddie Weaver. Freddie Zental Weaver. We've had them on quite a few times, and they were actually meant to be here the night that I had to put my beloved pet to sleep. So they were very gracious and understanding, obviously, that I was not in a place to host the show. And so we moved it to this date. And I'm really grateful. You guys both are so beautiful, and your energy is so flowing and kind. I knew that it wouldn't be an issue to tell you what was going on and ask for the switch. So thanks for being here, and I'm so glad to have you back on the show.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure, always. So I thought tonight we would open it up a little, or you guys are in the morning. It's 10 a.m. on the West Coast. It's 7 o'clock at night for me in Malta. So my family just had dinner, and it's evening for us. But I was thinking this. We're not allowed to do meditation because a lot of people are in the car right now listening to the show, and they're driving. So I'm going to throw the ball out, and then you guys are going to finish it up into a, you know, kind of a playing field. But remember that they can't close their eyes. But I still feel like if a person is driving right now, or if a person is listening to us in their office, or if my friend listens to us on her daily walks, wherever you are listening right now, I want to invite you to let go a little bit in your body, in your thoughts, in your awareness, don't let go of your awareness, heighten your awareness, but let go of the stressful thoughts and all of the garbage that's coming at us at warp speed, all the divisiveness, all the political divides, all the anger and vitriol. I want you to invite yourself and allow the invitation to take place to let it go while we're listening to the show. Don't allow yourself to think of anything that makes your body, your heart, your mind feel heavy. And instead, let's infuse. So I'm going to do it through our blood, through our muscles, our soft tissues, and then Elspeth and Freddie, they're going to take us into a totally different part of the body and the area and the mind. But I want you to think about your blood running through every single part of your body right now. Your blood is so rich and so powerful, and in the blood carries memory. So if we wonder how our body remembers so many things, the soft tissue holds it, the muscles, the fascia, but the memory is carried also through your blood and plasma. Every cell truly in your body carries memory, carries awareness, understands the emotions. Your body, all parts of your body, are in on your emotional health and well-being. It's the thoughts that get in the way, but not for your body. Everything flows, and everything is present. And I want us to tap into our body and the wisdom of it so that we can bring more love and peace and healing, that we can radiate health. So who wants to take the next part and go a little deeper?
Yeah, this is Freddie Pintal. So we'll just continue with that. Eyes open if you're driving or even if you're sitting in your room. And just bring your awareness to your belly breath. So as opposed to sympathetic breathing in the upper chest, which we do all the time, consciously bring your breath, trachea through the nose, trachea, lungs, and extending the diaphragm sitting behind the belly and the belly like a big balloon. On your inhalation, really feel that extension. And on your exhalation, follow with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Letting thoughts come, letting thoughts go. Whatever you see in front of you, just acknowledge it, let it be, let it go. Don't engage. Continue to breathe in the fashion of breathing the breath into the nose, trachea, lungs, extending the diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation. Following with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. You are your own witness to any thoughts, conversations, interpretation, or meaning. For these few moments of conscious breathing, letting your thoughts go, breathing, being, that's all there is for a few moments. Giving your busy mind a rest.
Beautiful. Let me take it further. And just be aware of where you may be sitting on the seat and the connection of your butt with the ground, with the seat, with the ground, with the earth. While you're doing what you are doing, and then bring your awareness to the top of your head. Become aware of the connection of the crown of your head with the sky. And notice that you are this earthly and heavenly being. We all are. And today we want to tap further into this conversation of being a earthly and heavenly being. A physical, a sexual, and spiritual divine all at once. Just keep your awareness for one more moment grounded in the earth and connected to the sky. And notice that you are the axis in between. And let's explore the axis further today for the sake of feeling opening and coming further and fully to home. And then bring your thoughts, bring your awareness back to the conversation that Emily is going to further guide us in.
How beautiful. You know, it made me think, too, as you're listening, even if you're not back into that space, I want you to think about your spine, because I think we don't give our spine enough appreciation and love, but there are cerebral spinal fluid that runs up and down the spine into the brain, and it is juicy. It's juicy. You want it to be lubricated, juicy, flexible, soft, moving. We talk about it in yoga practice. We think about it in martial arts, Tai Chi, Qigong, energetic arts, things that we can feel the energy of the body, and it always involves that spine and brain and other areas of the body, of course. But don't let that beautiful spine go to waste. So if you find yourself right now while you're listening hunching over, I beg of you to pull your shoulders back and let that low part of the spine, the coccyx, the tailbone, let it roll in a little bit so that it can open itself up and open up that low back, that little triangle. Open it up, because in that space, that's the area when it gets blocked that we don't move forward and we allow fear to take hold and root. Fear of finances, fear of moving forward after loss. That low back, that specific sacral area, that triangle, it will lock up and hold all the fear. But if you allow that spine all the way to the tailbone, through that sacrum, up into all of the different vertebrae. So you have your lumbar vertebrae, your thoracic vertebrae, your cervical vertebrae, and then you're into your brain. Just feel, even pretend if you can't actually feel it yourself, that there is liquid fluid, and it's able to move without any restriction all the way around the brain grooves, up and down the spine, into that sacrum, into that coccyx, the tailbone, and then from there, that's where the nerve tracts are. That's where all communication goes into the brain and tells you signal, flight, fight, freeze, run away, drop, or fight. And instead, let the love flow into those nerve tracts, up and down from every part of your body, up into the spine and up into the brain, so that everything's in unison. And I love that, because I think when we can feel our spine and allow it to open, things shift. And it starts really subtle and small in your body, but then your thoughts begin to expand. And then your relationship with your body and your movements begin to expand. And from there, small steps. Slowly feeling, moving, connecting, and then we can feel all the other areas of our body with such guidance, with a gentle touch, and with an appreciation that starts from really basic building blocks. So that's not really a meditation. It's more of like, it's something that I've been talking about more and more because my children are coming of age. And I find that I get taught, actually, right before the end of school, which here in Malta, the school ends at the end of June. So this was just a couple weeks ago. I got to teach emotional regulation to 7th and 8th graders. And what I saw looking around the room, because I let everyone sit on the floor. I didn't want anybody at desks, so I met them in a different location, and I had people sit down. And the slumping posture, if people don't teach you and remind you, you don't know that that spine is being blocked at every turn with that slumpy hunch. And so I found myself recently talking to my own kids and just starting with just let the juices in your spine come alive and move around. And when you block, your thoughts follow. And I need us to open our hearts, and you can't really do that when you're physically blocking. And when you hunch that upper back, you are blocking the heart space. Mm. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the thing that, you know, this self-reflection, this self-awareness starts with the somatic awareness of the body and what's going on, because we don't think about our heart beating until we run out of breath or we're panting from working out, which is one of the things that's nice about working out, is we start to become aware of our body and our breathing. And so the mind is going to be busy all the time, and it's always coming from some story or, you know, opinion or some fixed place, and yet we have an imagination, which is the, you know, connection to the universe, the quantum, anything's possible. And so to work with the clay that we look into the world from, with all these experiences from the cradle to the grave, to move into this new possibility, this dream, requires letting go of what we know and what we don't know that we don't know. And that's in living in the body. So as we continue to do these, I love cranial sacral, by the way, just moving that spinal fluid and those cranial bones. And so the things that we can do with breathing and the things that we can do to be more self-aware in service of creating what we most deeply desire.
That's an interesting thought. In service of what we most deeply desire. You're going to have to take me a little deeper on that. Expand that. That's huge.
Yeah. You know, oh, I want to have a relationship, or oh, I wish I had this job. I hate my job at 30 more years of retirement. Oh, I'd like to live in Malta. Oh, I'd like to take a trip. Or oh, whatever it is that we would like to do, if we had 2 weeks to live, we would do it. If we were given a sentence of 2 weeks to live, we would do it. And the truth is, we don't know how long we got. I'm not trying to be morbid or, you know, macabre about it. I'm just saying that this life that we have is so sacred. It's so special. It's so different from any other dimension of energetic manifestations that we may be or become or come from or go back to. This consciousness in these carbon unit forms is unique. And so it seems to me that if there's any meaning to life, it's to be as creative and self-expressed as we possibly can be, and that is our imagination. You know, we all are unique and so different and yet so alike. And so how can we really continue to expand that uniqueness and dance while we're here and share our gifts and, you know, make it a better world and do all the things that really make our heart dance?
That is so true. And we do need to hear that. And you know, it always scares people when we talk about mortality or understanding that your life is so precious. And we always think there's more time. But you're right, Freddie. You are absolutely right that if you were given a certain limited time left on this earth, you would jump up and change.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that change everything about their life.
Yeah.
And find a level of happiness that for some reason we just don't allow ourselves to accept when we're climbing our way into a place that we think is where we're supposed to be. And then I think when you start to expand and listen to, whether it's the still small whispers or the loud yelling or what your body says or, you know, I'm already encouraging this with my kids. And my kids are 10 and 12. So they, you know, but I feel like I find myself asking them questions. If you could live your dream life, what does it look like? What are the things that you secretly dream about? Because I feel like as a parent, my job is to help you find a way to do that and not to wait until you're 30. But to do it now, that the children, young people, wherever they are in their life, it's really, really important that we have joy and passion and a love, a space for love for ourselves and the people around us. But it starts inside. Now,
yes, absolutely.
The thing I love about you guys is that your whole creation that you did together, you created Tantra Nova. So if you go to Tantra Nova, N-O-V like Victor A.com, so Tantra, T-A-N-T-R-A, N-O-V-A.com, TantraNova.com. This is where Elspeth and Freddie have created a life that I'm pretty sure when you began this, people might have thought, no way, you're not going to be able to live on this.
Not only people thought that. I didn't know how we would do it. But again, back to that imagination and the possibility that both of you spoke about, you know, when you are with your children, what we open up for them, or when we are adults, how we open up or close down, is to really look at what floats my boat in terms of what did I come here for? and the inspiration to live an inspired life. We may hear that phrase, but what does that mean? And so with Tantra Nova, it was just like one day, yeah, this is what we want to create, a school. Right here in Chicago, in the Midwest of the United States, it was not the West or the East Coast. We had no clue how it was going to take off. However, what we did know was that we all come from that creative energy, that life-giving energy that is sexual in nature. Without it, we wouldn't be speaking here, none of us, at this interview, this conversation. And that we can draw on that energy, that we can bring our awareness to that energy, just as you did it with us, just bring our awareness to the spinal fluid. Because with the spinal fluid, the energy moves up each time when we breathe in, and when we breathe out, the energy moves down, just like the fluid. So this energy is ever present. So if we, when we bring awareness to it, this energy, I mean life force energy, that we can draw on to realize our dreams. So, you know, it all fits so beautifully together, what we are building here today.
I love it. Now, we are not stopping this conversation. We're going to take a quick commercial break and pick up right where we left off right here. So we are listening to Tantra Nova creators, Dr. Elspeth Muth and Freddie Zontal Weaver. And you guys can go to tantranova.com, and then we'll come back from our commercial and pick it back up.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Emily Francis. And today we have Dr. Elspeth Muth
and Freddie Zontal Weaver, and they are the creators of Tantra Nova as a business and its relationships and Tantra and sexual meditation. And they have a free gift, Introduction to Sexual Meditation, which is a video class. They also have other programs on their website. So you can go to Tantra Nova. I'm going to post the link to this video class, your free gift, on the comments section when I post the show. So you can look at Tantra Nova, or you can look at my website, or go to All About Healing, and hopefully you can find and access that gift. That's very kind of you both. And I want to take this a little deeper. We were talking about the spinal juices, the beautiful liquid in our bodies that go unnoticed, and then you mentioned craniosacral therapy, and I studied craniosacral therapy at the Upledger Institute, and it just is, it's so fascinating. And for 15 years, I was a lymphatic drainage therapist, specializing
wow.
with all the fluids and the liquids of the body. And there is a depth to the way that the fluids, that's why I started with our blood and plasma, the plasma and the lymphatic fluid, the lymphatic and the brain and cerebral spinal fluid. I'm sure you already know this, but they just realized not that long ago that the brain pathways in which the lymphatic fluid flows is the exact same pathways that the cerebral spinal fluid flows. And that's a big deal because you can access the body through craniosacral therapy, through lymphatic drainage, and you're still accessing literally the same pathways throughout the brain into that body. And that's spectacular in terms of healing and to remove excess blockages that are leading to our discomfort and potential illness. But you guys, you take it much deeper and turn not just that awareness and somatic. And somatic is a fancy term for body. So when you hear us mentioning somatic awareness, that is body. But it's so much deeper. I feel like the word somatic goes deeper, even though it technically means body. But take us into that next level, which is that sexual place of the same kind of pathways.
Yeah, so what we have been doing for the last 23 years all over the world, based out of Chicago, is teaching people foundational practices of how to work consciously with the altered state of the sexual energetic aliveness at high states and at low states. So, you know, again, people come into, not again, but for the first time perhaps, your group of listeners, people come into our workshops or our private sessions or work with intention. So they do an intake, like, I want to create a beloved, or I want to have a better relationship with my beloved, or work that's inspiring, or whatever it might be, a place that feels fulfilling. Whatever it might be, coming from that there's nobody out there but ourselves creating our life or looking into our life, the world, then there's something I'm not seeing about what I'm creating. So a lot of what happens for us is running in the background. So there's a lot of ways to get to it through therapy and through meditation retreats and so on, but none that I know of teach how to work with the altered state of the sexual energetic. And there is an intelligence, we call it sexual enlightenment, encapsulated in the aliveness of, again, the totality of that creative life force energy. Again, not again, but it was creating life before we had language. There is an intelligence encapsulated in it. Whether you're doing consciousness work or not, when we're in our sexual awareness or aliveness, we're more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive chemically will change, more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormones. So we are in an altered state. So what we teach are particular distinctions around breath awareness, energy awareness, and intention. And we are able to get to the feeling, the frequency, the story, the energy behind something that keeps us locked in a place in that altered state, that intimate vulnerability of the sexual. You know, and because you notice when people are either making love with themselves or with another, they are in a blissful state. They're in a state beyond their mind. It's kind of what animals remind us of, that spiritual connection. They're like our spiritual guide. So we become a spiritual guide to ourselves by being able to, through the process of the sexual and that heightened state, let go of the thinking, the story, the minutiae that we get stuck in, you know, the opinions, the old beliefs, and so on. And anything becomes possible in that orgasmic 3 seconds, particularly. So in the tantric practices, one of the primary edicts for the man is learning how to separate ejaculation from orgasm. That's a lot of what people have heard about tantra. And yes, it will inform your lovemaking, but more than that, it uncouples the addiction, the lusting unconsciousness that men have around their sexual selves. And that's a further conversation, but I just wanted to start with, you know, thinking of sex in addition to creating life, and for the last 100 or so years recreating, learning now how to co-create with this creative energy. And I want to open that conversation up with the rest of the group here today.
You know, it really makes me question how we can get more people to really realize the value of sacred sex and take it. I mean, I'm trying really hard not to turn this into a political thing, but I feel right now that sex is being so weaponized, and how different it would be if we could transcend the physical into something so much deeper, so much more respectful. I mean, how can we do that?
Mm-hmm. What a great question. Yes. So I want to be very clear that there's nothing wrong or bad about lust. The thing is that if that is the only access to that life-giving, pleasurable, creative energy and the experience that we have when that has risen, you know, when we are aroused, then it's just very limited. I call it the first level of experience. And because I want to also be very clear that the feelings of bad, like I'm doing something wrong, however it feels so good, the guilt, the fear, the shame, the embarrassment we may have been, you know, raised in or that we have experienced when we were kids or teenagers, and that is so pervasive in throughout the world culture, connected with that energy. We want to clear that, because all low-frequency emotion, as fear, as guilt, as shame, are constrictive emotions. Like, they constrict us. There is no freedom. There is no flow. Back to that, you know, spinal fluid. It's all about being in flow. When we are in flow, we feel happy, we feel alive. So also with these emotions around our sexual being, a life being, you know. So we want to clear these emotions, and you can imagine that in our work, people get the opportunity to do that so that they can access that wonderful energy that emanates from our sacral place and moves up to the top of the head. And we'll talk more about that in a moment then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to go to commercial break, but I already have some questions on this, so we'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancisbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information, Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself Now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I feel like we all need a little bump in our personal healing. Nobody can ever be too full on the healing and what it is. It's like love. It only expands in its use. Elspeth was just taking us into an awareness at the top of our head, and we had to stop for a commercial break, but I want to just pick up exactly where we left off so you can continue with where you were taking us.
Great, thank you. So bringing the energy through our awareness, which is always guided by the conscious focused mind, which we humans are so well equipped with. Of course, we are also equipped with the shadow mind, but here we talk about the focused mind, and wherever we bring focus to awareness to, energy follows. So when I bring my awareness to my sacral area, the base of the spine, where life force energy emanates from, and breathe up the energy all the way, because energy and breath go hand in hand. So when I breathe up, 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 all the way to the top of the head, I can do this with subtle energy. On the exhalation, I send the energy with the focused mind, imagining sending it down to the sacral area. Now imagine when you come to arousal that you bring the aroused energy up with your focused mind and the breath, because that is how, again, also aroused energy can move. Without the breath, energy doesn't move, to the top of the head. And then on the exhale, we want to circle it back down again so we don't get overwhelmed at the top of the head. So that is where we can then really groove in that energy. And Freddie shared earlier that we can use the fuel of that energy to bring forth what we want to create in our life, be it a new relationship, be it embellishing the relationship with the beloved, be it to deepen our connection with ourselves, you know, or I want to express myself in the world differently. I can draw on that energy and channel it into my intentions. Now, of course, you all who are listening, you can imagine that needs to be practiced in our right. physical body and then connecting the physical with the mental and the spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to say something, Donna?
I love that.
Oh, yeah. I'm bouncing it back to moderator so we can all kind of get in there. Or I could take it. Okay, so yeah, I just want to add this and then we can keep moving. So to focus our energy, like if I said, move your energetic breath to your heart, or move your orgasmic energy to your heart, you may think, well, how do you do that? Okay, I heard the instruction, I'm thinking about it, but what do I do? You've got a busy mind. As Elsa said, our minds are very good at focusing. So what you do is you focus your attention on a location, like, say, the belly breath, and then your intention to move the sensation of breath up to your heart. So now you're using your mind not just to wonder and, you know, trying to imagine where it might be. You're focusing your mind on a location with your attention and your intention to move with the breath to a location. And that way you start to really get a sense of using and focusing your mind to move energy, which we can't see. We can feel it like a thought. You can feel it, but you can't see it. And so these are the very things that we're talking about in terms of working with the subtle field of energy that often is the first frequency or the sensation or the belief that keeps us stuck in a place. And again, a lot of ways to get to that, but working with the sexual as an altered state of meditation is new and old, because I take the glasses half full in that there's a lot of pornography out there, there's a lot of sexual awareness, particularly young people now are getting so aware. It's not like one magazine that you couldn't buy unless you were 18 or older that you kept in a closet. You just look at your phone and there's sex in front of you. Yet, it's still unconscious sex for the most part. We're just kind of working through the lusting part of the sexual thing and going right to the 3-second orgasmic, and then a lot of folks are in sexual addiction and so on. But it's kind of like learning how to eat properly. So it's like once people have gorged themselves with everything that they think they can do with sexual, they're going to go, oh, you can meditate with it too? So we're kind of building the awareness to start to move towards, I mean, ultimately, it's about peace on earth. If that's just a thought away, then what is our unconsciousness as a human species that keeps us pointing nuclear bombs at each other? And we are out here alone in this boat in the middle of nowhere. We're still evolving as a consciousness. And sexual energy, again, was around before we had language. There is an intelligence that we are a part of. We're just beginning to uncover. People might go, oh, well, this sounds a little woo-woo. But what's really woo-woo is single-celled amoebas, multi-celled organisms, and a universe that goes on to ad infinitum. And that's our lineage. We're just beginning to uncover what we're part of.
Wow. You're right. That, you know, I'm glad you actually said that people, they associate this with being woo-woo, because when I read your bio, so I'm going to read the bio out loud to everybody, and then I'm going to follow it up with the question that I have. Dr. Elspeth Muth and Freddie Zontal Weaver have assisted thousands of couples and singles create lasting intimacy and fulfillment in their life and relationships. They are featured on Showtime's documentary series, Sexual Healing, and the Emmy Award-winning NBC show, Starting Over. They're best-selling authors of Sexual Enlightenment, endorsed by world-renowned spiritual pioneer Dr. Michael Beckwith. They are the co-founders of Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago and the originators of the June 1st National Intimacy Day. Now, this is where it gets really, I've got questions. Elspeth and Freddie have coached billionaires, innovators, and power couples all over the world, shared their intimacy secrets at a global YPO organization, which stands for Young Presidents Organization. We're coming back to that because I got big questions. They did this conference in the City of Love, Paris, and got nominated as change maker at the White House-sponsored 2016 United States of Women Summit in Washington, D.C. Elspeth and Freddie are beloved husband and wife, as well as Disney's business partners residing in Chicago. Take me to the Young Presidents Organization. How did they find you? How did you find them? And what sort of thing did you teach?
Yes, darling, would you take that, because they came through you?
Okay, well, initially there was a woman who was a YPO member. Her husband was the main member, and she was working on her PhD in psychology, and they lived in Australia. He owned what was equivalent to the Payless shoe stores. He had 1,000 stores. Anyway, the YPO is made up of young presidents, CEOs who are 50 years of younger that manage $50 million a year companies or more. It's a very, very, you know, restricted membership. Anyway, so she came to do work with us, and then they hired us to come to Australia. We were there for a month working with chapters of the YPO. After that engagement, they hired us
to okay,
work.
This is way too good for me to go short. Hang on. This is way too good. So we're going to take our last commercial break and pick up literally exactly in that sentence. So we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're jumping right in where we left off. Freddie, take me to Australia.
Yeah, so we were down there working with YPO for about a month, and after that engagement, a group hired us to work in the Bahamas, and we went and did several workshops there. And then after that, we were hired to come to what was the International European Conference of YPO in Paris, and they hired us to come teach and present there. And, you know, these are all CEOs that have very busy lives, and they were looking at how can they become, you know, they seek out information givers that can give them information as to how to be more effective in areas of their life. And in our presentation, it was about in your personal life and in all of your life. And so these were not big meditators necessarily, and they totally got the belly breath. They totally got looking outside of the story. They totally got creativity. They totally got looking outside of the box, which this work can be. And so it was very successful, but that's just an example of that, you know, if it's anywhere, it's everywhere. You, I know anybody in a body can get what we've got to offer in terms of using these tools that we have innately to get to what we most deeply desire. You know, getting out of our story or our belief about something or our resignation about something is impossible to move towards creating that thing so. You know, that's like the quantum experience in terms of our connection to the quantum. I mean, you know, mostly we knew the Newtonian world, which was it's physical, and what's physical is real. So what happened in the past is real, so that's the way it's got to be now, and that's what I see into the future. Whereas right now is anything possible, the past is what it is. And anything in the future can be whatever I want to make it. Yep, it's a matter of me believing that and seeing that. So how do I work with this clay? So, again, the sexual meditation, that altered state, is one of the most powerful ways to shift a belief, to shift a possibility, to keep moving towards this thing that we see as a dream, an imagination, a poem. We're like creating our world.
That is amazing. It also speaks volumes to these people that allowed you guys to come in, or not just allowed, but encouraged and asked for it, because I do think, you know, I actually have to say, if you can keep your relationship solid, it really eliminates a lot of drama in your life. And I do think that people can, if you put your relationship at the top and really keep working on it, keep showing up and doing things that make you better people and individually and as a partnership. And I'm grateful because I'm in a really loving marriage where I know that we do always put each other at the top. And we do try to deepen our bond and our relationship. And without that, I don't know what I would be doing, because I think I would feel so scattered. And how can you really be successful when you're always in the middle of some turmoil? And so I do think, and it reminds me of Brené Brown, where she talks to companies about their willingness to be vulnerable, that without being vulnerable, there is no creativity. Without creativity, there is no productivity. Without allowing yourself to dream and to do and to try, then you can't expect a company to thrive, because there's no soft place to land. And this is very similar stuff, but going into that love space. I know we're on our last part, so I want you guys to tell the audience the most important things that you want them to know from this conversation.
Oh, thank you. So I want to go back to the gift that we want to give everyone who's listening today, and that you so kindly mentioned, Emily, because we thought out of this conversation it would really be helpful to have learn some practices. And if you have listened to the conversation, you know, you may be curious, so how can I bring this into my life? And even without having to go to a workshop right away, and of course you're welcome. We offer both in-person workshops and Zoom workshops. However, that class, that video class, Introduction to Sexual Meditation, allows you to learn the foundational practices to connect with your life-giving energy and to learn to move that energy through your whole being, through your torso, along the spine, and open that channel into then applying this on an advanced state to your aroused sexual self. And also what Freddie mentioned, you know, how you look into the world, what possibilities you see, opening up places that you never thought were possible, or dreams that you have had, you know, and use that creative energy to catapult you forward. So Introduction to Sexual Meditation is the gift that we would like to share with you.
I have a question for you guys, especially you, Freddie. The first time we ever met on the show, you talked about your father giving you your first book into this type of practice, and it was a book from Osho, From Sex to Superconsciousness. When you were that young boy reading this book, did you ever think that you and your partner would write a best-selling book about sexual enlightenment? I mean, think about that, really.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, when I was 13 years old, you know, I was introduced to Osho in terms of we would listen to his tapes and read his books together, and we would just, my father, who was a psychiatrist and very engaged in this type of thing, we would interpret what he was saying and make really very concrete distinctions about how that applied to our lives. So my whole thing when I was 13 was all about athletics. At that time, I was getting this big growth spurt, and I wanted to go on to college on an athletic scholarship, which is what I use the practices to assist me in believing to do, which I did do. And so No, I hadn't met my beloved. I hadn't met Elsbeth. That happened many years later, and I'm so glad I did, because she and our energies together and our talents and our uniquenesses of who we are individually and collectively have allowed me to continue to grow and expand in this life and share my uniqueness in a form that allows me to make a living, a very good living, and also to be creative and self-express and assist others to find their way as well. So fortunate, so grateful.
That is such a huge full circle moment of life, you know, that you read this book and it changes your perception and your life, and then you turn around and write something that is probably sitting in somebody else's hands, a young person, and it's changing theirs. It's really incredible to turn that around. And I really applaud both of you. You have such a beautiful energy together, such a beautiful life that you've built. Probably a lot of people look and just think it's just you guys that could do it. But the truth is, in our last couple of seconds of the show, if you have anything else to say to other people that might look at you and think it's just you and it couldn't be me, what do you think?
Yeah, accessing your heart, because that is just you. And again, we bring our awareness to the heart and listen to the heart, because that is where you speak or spoken to, and from which your love flows, that, you know, creates what you have come here for.
I love that. Anything else, Freddie? We got to jump off, but if you have just one more sentence, we got it.
You pretty much said it. You know, what you've come here to do in this time that you've got: raise your children, be creative, stay happy, dance in the moonlight, in the sunshine, you know, be happy. Yeah.
Thank you both so much for being here. And you guys, go to tantranova.com, and then be looking. We'll get you the free gift, the intro video. And it's been such a pleasure. I can't wait to have you back. Have a great day, everyone.